Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I am Freya Hansen, and this is Hawk Talk, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in Studio Q at North Campus today, March 30th, 2025. A little bit about myself is that I'm a junior here at QU and a student athlete. I play soccer alongside my guest today. And on today's show, my guest is Marina Obersmith. And let's get started with an introduction. Take it away, Marina.
Hello, my name is Marina Obersmith, and I'm a student athlete here at Quincy University. I play soccer, and my major is exercise science. I'm also an international student since I'm from Germany.
Oh, that's really cool. What made you go from Germany all the way to the United States?
So I always wanted to try and play soccer in the US because I think it's a great system of combining both studies and sports together. So I saw an opportunity of getting both my bachelor and play the sport I love.
Well, I can only say that I'm glad you made that trip to the United States, and QU are also happy to have you here. Because I also know that Taylor Reese, the new women's head coach, just made you a captain of the women's soccer team. So that's a big shoulder clap there. But we will talk more about that later, about being the new captain. And we will also talk more about what our favorite superstition or tradition is to do before a game. So stay tuned for that later in the podcast, and then we're going to reveal that for you guys. But now let's go over what we are going to talk about today. And we're going to talk a little bit about what kind of sports were in this past week. So, for example, this Wednesday, men's tennis played against Illinois College, where they won 7-0. So a pretty extreme win from the men's tennis team there. And also the men's baseball team took on Drury University this Friday, but unfortunately they lost their first game by 11-13. Even though the Hawks were in front almost the whole time, with 3 or sometimes even 4 points, they could not hold the Pandas away. Luckily, the Hawks turned that around when they took on the Pandas a second time, where they won, hold on guys, 20-1. So you can say that's a massive win. And like Matt Mateo, Ben Daloff, and Joe Hoffman all had 5 at-bats each and 5-2-2 hits each. So a massive play those three players had in the game. And the women's softball team did also unfortunately not have success this Friday either against Rockhurst. Unfortunately, they lost 6-10 this Friday, so that was not good, but we hope they win later on. And yeah, unfortunately, they didn't have a log in their second game against Rockhurst either. They lost 4-8-2, so... But the next day, they had a little bit better day for them because they won 3-1. So the Hawks had, during that game, the Hawks had 4 good hits. So that was pretty good by them. And yeah, let's move on to some more successful games. Men's volleyball team, they won 3-2 against Ball State University. So... And the men's volleyball team has been looking for a win after losing 3 games in a row. So it was really nice of them to finally get a win. And some big names during that game was AJ Gutier with, hold on guys, 23 kills in total. And Rhea Milutsavages, he had 9 kills in total. And Alexander Sosa, who's a big name always, he had 8 kills. And a big someone who made sure to assist all of them was Aman Dushai. He had 44 in total assists during that game. So a well-deserved win for the men's volleyball team. And this Friday, history was actually made at QU because the QU stunt team had their first record win over Norse. They won versus Northern Kentucky 12-4. So the Hawks, yeah, so like I told before, had their first program win, and it was a battle at first in the second quarter, though Quincy took 2 of the Portner stunts points. Northern Kentucky took the first point in the pyramid and tosses around to cut the deficit. But each team took a point in the routine, three under the pyramid and tosses around. But luckily, Quincy was able to gain a lead with the first 2 points in the jumps and tumbling round. And then the Hawks scored 6 points in the team routine rounds, enough to push past the Norse to win the 12-4. So pretty good. Like, we had some ups and downs at for the QU Hawks teams on the athletic side. So let's hope maybe the soccer team had a better weekend. But now, Marina, let's talk a little bit about soccer now that I have you here. I know, yes, like I said, that soccer had some spring games this weekend. One was against Western Illinois University, who's a D1 school, and the other one against Truman University, who's in our conference, in the GLVC conference. So let's hear a little bit about that.
So yeah, unfortunately, we lost 1-0 against Western Illinois University. But I would say that we actually played them out in some parts of the game. We showed that we can possess the ball pretty good. And we also had beautiful passes around the field. But unfortunately, they were more lucky of getting the ball into the net and actually score. But I'm excited to see what fall brings. And I think we can develop a lot as a team. And we can just learn out of the games we had right now. And the second match against Truman was a little bit more slow. I would say it's because we both had already played a game, so our legs were tired. And I think that there were moments we made it work and we were close to scoring multiple times. And we just gotta be better in our final third to get the ball into the net. And the last minutes, I would say the last 10 to 15 minutes, we were unlucky that Truman grabbed the ball and was good in the counterattack, so they scored on us. Like I said, it's all a little bit unlucky. And yeah, they just took the last chance and then scored. But in general, I think that both games were some good competition and challenges. And we were pretty equal with both teams. So I'm very optimistic for the rest of spring. And I'm also pretty excited for the fall.
Well, I think it sounds awesome that you guys had a good challenge. I'm glad that there are positive aspects and outcomes of both games, even though you guys lost. And now I have to ask you, like, now that we are at soccer and soccer games, like, what is your favorite superstition or tradition to do before a game? I can start with mine. Mine is that I always wear a specific sports bra. And I usually call it my game day bra. Like, I can't play without that. It's just what I feel most comfortable in. And I think it's important to be comfortable in a game. So what would you say yours is?
Yours is definitely a good tradition. I always listen to the song Heart of Courage, because it has always been a tradition of mine, and it just makes me motivated and focused for the game. Like, I can listen to that 5 times in a row, and I'm just getting more motivated and focused more on the game. And I'm only focusing on myself right before the game, so I can just, yeah, relax in those minutes and go into myself. And I think that's a pretty good tradition what I had or discovered for myself.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. It is important to have some things to make you stay focused for a game, so you know, like, you're going to perform 100%. And I think a lot of people have, like, songs that encourage them to do good in a game, or, like, in general, have that superstition to listen to a specific song. So yeah, if any of our listeners have any traditions or superstitions, feel free to comment this podcast, or just, yeah, you know, start thinking about it while you're listening to this, about if you have any superstitions before a game, or like even just on, like, in a task at work, or like just in general when you do something that is important to you, if you have something you have to do before, so it gives you good luck. And also, I like I want to ask you, like, these spring games also have to prepare for something, and typically it's fall, so I want to ask you about what you're looking forward to in fall season, and also ask you about what you expect as being a captain of the new soccer team, Marina.
Oh, I can talk a lot about that. So for the next fall soccer season, I'm really looking forward to pushing my limits and seeing how much I can grow as a player. Because I think that every season brings new challenges, and I just love the feeling of stepping onto the field, knowing that all the training, conditioning, and all the preparation will be tested in real competition. So we actually practice for something to get a good result out of there. And one of the biggest things I'm excited about is the team dynamic. Like everybody knows, every season there are new teammates, new strategies from the coach, a fresh sense of motivation. And I thrive in that competitive but supportive environment where everyone is working toward a common goal. And I'm also looking forward to building a good chemistry with my teammates, finding our rhythm, and just figuring out how we can push each other to be better. Because I think if the chemistry is good in a team, then you can also perform way better than if there would be kind of a fight in the team. Individually, I want to improve my endurance, my decision making under pressure, and my overall consistency, I would say, because I know that even the smallest details like positioning, the first touches, and also communication can make a huge difference in a game. Just if you give some comments to the player when you pass him the ball, like, it makes it easier for that person too. And for the next season, I want to be more of a leader on the field. Like you said, I got selected for being a captain. So I just don't want to play well. I also want to be an example with my attitude and my work ethic. And beyond the competition, there's just something about the feeling of game day that I can't wait for. It's all about the adrenaline, the intensity, all of the energy of the crowd. It all makes the sport so special. And whether it's a big win, a tough match that forces us to dig deep, or even just those little moments of brilliance where everything clicks, I'm really excited for every part of that journey. And at the end of the day, I want to walk away from the last seasons, I think, because I know that we gave everything we could, but we were just so unlucky in some games. So I just hope that we will get the luck for next fall season. And I hope that everybody learned out from that. And I just want to succeed with my team. And yeah.
Yeah, because I think we were only like last season, we were only like 1 point away from making the tournament. So it was, yeah, it was very unfortunate. And all of us was very disappointed in a way. So I hope that we at least can make tournament next season. And I know that it's a big goal from everyone, including our coach, but also, yeah, like you said right now, our captains, but also just our players. So I also want to touch on the subject of you being an international student, because I have been thinking about what sport maybe you were, since we're talking about sports, what sport you were the most excited about watching when you came over here to the United States, yeah, since you're from Germany?
That's actually a good question. So I think it's pretty obvious. Coming from another country to the United States, the sport where everybody is most excited about, I guess, is definitely American football. For example, in Germany, soccer is everywhere. And while we all know about the NFL, it's not as big of a deal as it is here. I know that me and my friends, we were staying up pretty late and watching the games, but over here, everybody is hyped about it. And I had seen highlights and heard about the Super Bowl and all that stuff, but I never really understood the hype until I experienced it here firsthand. And the first time I went to a live football game, I actually finally got it. So the atmosphere was unreal. The crowd was loud, the energy was intense, and there was so much happening on the field. It's not just about that brute force. There's so much strategy involved. And once you start recognizing the plays, I think it becomes even more interesting. Because at the beginning, I was so confused about what's going on and why they stop the game every 2 seconds. But I think, now that I know the rules and stuff, it's so interesting. Like, I want to watch a lot of games, and the pace is completely different from soccer. Like I said, with all the stoppages and tactical planning. But I also think that's what it makes really exciting in its own way. And I also loved how big the culture around football in general is. It starts with the tailgating, the traditions, the school spirit at college games. It's unlike anything I'd seen before. Even just watching the Super Bowl in the dorm with friends, with all the snacks, the halftime show, and all the crazy commercials, felt like an event rather than just a game. So you can really spend your whole day being on that football field, and I think that's pretty impressive. But of course, soccer will always be my number one sport.
Of course.
But I think it's experiencing the American football in its home country gave me a whole new appreciation for it. Mm-hmm. And I actually look forward to the big games and even understand what's going on, at least most of the time.
Mm. Some, like, one sport I was excited to see was lacrosse. You know, like, I watched this series where lacrosse was in, so I don't know, I just always, like, it was a dream of mine to actually watch lacrosse in real life. And now I have, like, we have lacrosse here at KU, and I think it's so amazing. And I think it's like, it's a, like, a big learning point, like, to, and also like a big experience to see a different sport and experience that. So, and I think, like, men's lacrosse is maybe just like football, very violent, and they hit each other with a stick, and it's very fun to watch. And where I think the women's lacrosse is maybe a little bit more tactical and, yeah.
Not that aggressive.
No, exactly. They a little bit more polite to each other. It was very interesting for me, and like a dream of mine to finally watch lacrosse. So that was a good experience. Like, I also have one last question. And it's, like, how do a spring season for soccer look like? Like, when do you guys have practice? Do you guys have weightlifting? Like, and for example, you talked about having 2 games this weekend. Like, how does that work out?
So it depends kind of if you're before spring break or after spring break.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain rule of the NCAA that you can only have a certain amount of hours with the ball and also weightlifting. Or just general practice. So before the spring break, it's actually kind of, pretty easy. I would say that we would have 3 to 4 practices a week, but we have to limit our touches on the ball. So we can only practice for like an hour instead of 1.5 hours or 2 hours. And after the spring break, we have twice weightlifting. So we're mostly divided up for one time of weightlifting. And then we have one weightlifting group together on Fridays. And then we will have, or right now we have practice on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Monday and Tuesday off because we have games on mostly Sundays. And I think that's a pretty good deal because recovery is also a big point of having the best performance. And when we have two games on Sundays, it depends how the games are. So last weekend when we played against Western Illinois University and Truman University, we started with playing a game at 11, I'm pretty sure about that. And we played for an hour, and then Western Illinois University was playing against Truman for an hour. And after that game, we were warming up again for 20-30 minutes, and then we played against Truman at 2. And that game was also for an hour. And after that, we were free to go.
So a pretty busy Sunday and like a pretty busy schedule and in total overall, like during spring, you would think that when you're not in season, you wouldn't be doing that much. But I guess everything is about preparing for season. So
exactly. Well,
yeah. Nice. Thank you for letting me know and the audience know about how a soccer spring season is going and also what the expectations are for fall. So yeah, I just want to thank you, Marina, for coming in and being here with me and talk with me about sports and in general also soccer, and also how the whole experience is as an international student here at QU and a student athlete. So yeah, and thank you for listening to Hawk Talk. I'm Freya Hansen, and this has been a production of QU Media Podcast Network.